You are listening to Talking Earth.
Should we go live, Patrick?
We are live.
Okay, we're
we
live.
Are very
Patrick,
live at the moment.
Patrick Abukard, my intrepid engineer. So tonight,
expeditioner of chaos.
I'm sick of commercialization Christmas. Shop until you drop and blah, blah, blah. And I hate it. And so I'm going to...
Hang on 1 second.
I'm calling this program Shake 'em Up Christmas. So what did you tell me in the back room?
Walt, it was Silent Christmas until a second ago. So
Silent Christmas.
So you're going to have to repeat what you just said about...
Oh, it was silent. Okay, this
semi-silent.
Shake 'em up,
you.
Christmas.
Slightly,
Walt Curtis. I can't. The dark time of the year. I'm not doing the solstice. I'm not doing. I know about Christ, and if anyone's offended, I'm going to talk about Christ and Mary Magdalene and John the Baptist. But beyond that, what we were talking in the foyer of the KBO Great Community Radio Station, the Talking Earth, KBO 98.7 FM. Listen, what did we mean by Grinch? Go ahead. What did we mean by Dr. Seuss did the Grinch stole Who Stole Christmas? What are we talking about?
I don't even remember. I'm so tired from ringing people out at a record store.
Oh, no, tell me about your life a little bit. Yeah.
That I don't even remember what the Grinch was about other than he hated Christmas. And I'm not really sure why.
Well, didn't you tell me that there was a punk band or something?
No, I just said that you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. I was just joking about you.
I'm a mean old man. Yes.
Yeah, there might have been a punk band called the Grinches or something. They're quite possible, but I haven't heard of them and I haven't heard their music.
Well,
unfortunately,
you know, Patrick Bocard, right, without you,
perhaps,
I wouldn't have a program. So, and Barbara Monticello is going to call in 10 minutes or whatever.
Perhaps there has to be. Maybe perhaps someone should form a band called the Grinch, but then they would probably be sued.
Well, I understand the Dr. Seuss family is very, they love to sue people. But let's
there's a number of companies that do that.
Well, you know, America is litigious, corporatized, and that's why we hate Christmas, because they've ruined the spirit of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, the Mary Magdalene, the baby in the cradle. I love the baby and the cradle. Did it happen? But anyway, it's fine. So I'm going to go down here, but what do you think about the concept of the program? Come on, I need your help.
Of Christmas?
No, of a Christmas that is fight. Upbeat and not and funny and not so Vatican,
I don't know.
And you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, I kind of I'm partial to this song called No Presents for Christmas. That
no
is
presents?
Yes, it's a sarcastic
presence, S-E-N-C-E.
That might have been an intentional pun, since the band
it was a
song by the lead singer of a satanic metal band, Merciful Fate.
God, I love when you talk like this.
So,
I don't know.
You know, King Diamond, and he has this high-pitched voice that sounds a little bit like Jello Biafra, and a lot of people have probably out there heard it. But it's just kind of laughing that the parents got drunk and they didn't put out the presents.
Now you're really acting like you should here.
Well, I mean, I love talking about music sometimes, and that's just kind of a funny oddity song that you can't really find very well. I mean, I once got it for my brother for Christmas.
Your brother,
that's an
that weird?
We grew up listening to heavy metal. It's
heavy
a hilarious
metal.
It's a hilarious oddity. I mean, King Diamond's solo stuff isn't as good as the actual band, though, unfortunately.
We're going to pick up her, but let's just keep talking about your brother and heavy metal.
There's not
I
much
reality. I don't like.
Yeah, I don't know if that's real either. In terms of. So,
Walt,
I was just gonna say though, like Walt, you know why Christmas is what happens at this time of year, right?
Oh, Yes, I do, but you don't know how much I know about the depth of it, but go ahead. It's a solstice. It's Mithra. Jesus wasn't born on Christmas.
No. They changed the dates to subvert the pagan ritual.
Yeah, you talk about that, that's what I'm talking about.
It's kind of like Best Buy moving across the street from Target. You wipe out the competition.
But we're trapped in a corporate world back then, though. But still,
there may be things we can do about
it. Mithra and Osiris and all of that. And actually, I'm going to bring this up. Why don't I bring it up right now? And then you're going to turn on Donovan for a minute here so we don't before Barbara gets here. The deal is, I love my brain, it checks out on me. I love it getting old. I love the brain checking out. But this is the deal. Actually, it's even in the Bible. Oh, I'm not going to the Bible. It's too complicated. I'm not going there. But Jesus was not born on the 25th. Anyway, we're going to say that. I'll stop there. So let's hit Donovan, and then we'll wait for Barbara and Barbara LaMorticella, the co-host of The Talking Earth. We respect her. We had a wonderful thing at the Portland Monthly. What do we got here? Is that the right one? I'll check it out. See what happens.
This is everyone clapping at the Portland Monthly.
Is it a boy or is it a girl? Takes all kinds to make our world go round. The army life ought to be a stipulation. Oh, that's the proper education. 25 years probation, and give them a double helping of the rules and regulations. Sing it up, boys. Rules and regulations.
It's
the
rules
and regulations.
Go ahead.
Now live your own life, I tell you for why. You gonna be around when they all die off. The future life ought to be a weight off your shoulder. You'll feel a little
fine,
bit
we're gonna mellow yellow. But this is the gender thing.
And in the photograph folder, oh, there will be faded pictures of the rules and regulations. Rules and regulations. Rules and regulations. Is it a boy, Emily, or is that a girl? Takes all kinds to make our world go round. The army life ought to be a stipulation. Oh, that's the proper education. 25 years probation, and give them a double helping of the rules and regulations. Sing it up, boys. Rules and regulations. Them rules and regulations. Them rules and regulations.
No, Patrick, we'll
rolls and rings, Patrick.
We'll stop that. We'll stop the Donovan. Barbara LaMorticella, the co-host of Talking Earth. We'll do a little bit.
Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron.
And we can bring this down. and bring Barbara up. Barbara.
Hi, Walt.
Poor Patrick has to deal with my tortured brain, but anyway.
Boy, those rules and regulations, man.
Oh, we know all about that. But Barbara, I talked with you today, and I said, give us 8 or 10 minutes, and you know, what did you...
Walt?
Go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to start out with reading something, and it's not my poem. It's a poem by Wisława Szymborska, the Polish poet.
It's a weird name, but go ahead.
I didn't mention it to you today.
You can read it. You can read it. You want to start Barbara Moricello reading a poem.
Okay. This is a Wisława Szymborska, great Polish woman poet who died in 2012, and this is called Nothing's a Gift. Nothing's a gift. It's all on loan. I'm drowning in debts up to my ears. Here's how it's arranged. The heart can be repossessed, the liver too, and every single finger and toe. Too late to tear up the terms. I'll repay my debts and I'll be fleeced, or more precisely, flayed. I move about the planet in a crush of other debtors. Some are saddled with the burden of having to pay for their wings. Others must willy-nilly account for every bite. Every tissue in us lies on the debit side. Not a hair or tendril is for keeps. The inventory, infinitely detailed, shows that we'll be left not just empty-handed, but without hands. I can't remember where, when, or why I let someone open this account in my name. We call the protest against this the soul. And it's the only thing that's not included on this list.
I like the end of that. That's awesome.
I love that poem, yeah. I love a lot of her poems, actually. I just realized I might treat myself to a volume of her poems for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll just follow up with one more. Actually, it's about poetry. It's real little, and then you can, you know, we can go wherever the wind blows us tonight, but... this is a real little piece, and it's not about the soul, but it's about poetry, which has something to do with the soul. It trapdoors in words. Poetry relies on the conviction there are trapdoors in words where great changes can enter. The words themselves turn to windows or doors big enough for revolution, revelation, kisses, or friends. And you're my friend, Walt.
Barbara, that's
Patrick.
Beautiful, powerful. I'm glad I talked to you earlier to pump you up to come on for a minute here.
For some reason, it's real hard for me to call in to the radio. It unnerves me, but...
You know, that's terribly interesting because
you've
been on radio for 25 years. Barbara LaMorticello, co-host of The Talking Earth. But and Patrick, you've dealt with her. Patrick, respond to what she's saying. She can't call in on the radio.
We love it when you call in, Barbara.
I don't do it very often.
We also love it when you're in the studio.
Next week, by the way, Patrick. Patrick will be engineering, and you know, I almost wanted to mention you in the publicity that you're going to be joining in the conversation next week. We're going to at this time. I'm the hosting a program with Dan Raphael, the cable.
Oh,
poet,
beautiful, beautiful. Go
and
ahead.
Jim Grable, who's out of sight. He stayed out of sight, but he's just a fountain. I mean,
Now you're saying at 10. Let's say 10 p.m. next week.
Talking Earth next week.
Yeah, Talking Art next week.
Same time. Same station. Yeah.
A Jim Grable, Dan Raphael, who was at...
And Chris Luna from Vancouver. Christopher Luna.
Oh, wow.
And they're all sort of wild visionaries. So, and very dedicated to doing what they do, as they do it. I mean, they're just faithful to, they're not following any fads. Hello, are you there?
No, yes. Barbara, darling, now, I, you're way up on the hill and skyline and all of that, but you know what? I'm so glad you called in because you're giving us a lot of information and you're promoting next week's Talking Earth, isn't
right.
she, Patrick? Yes.
Yes, she is.
And Patrick, how often do you deal with the Talking Earth?
Twice a month.
Okay, well, tell us.
I think you do it more than that.
Talking Earth's only on twice a month.
You do Walt.
Yes.
Walt is Bacchus.
And Sophie and Amanda.
And yes, Sophie and Amanda.
Who are not even.
Judith Arcana.
Judith Arcana is not part of Talking Earth because that's poetry
that's
and everything.
That's right. Poetry
things have changed, Barbara.
Cebu, though.
Yes.
You're the guy. You're the man.
I do a lot of board hopping.
Yeah,
I just put
right.
it that way.
Well, Patrick, we want to give a shout out to your beautiful Melissa and love of your life and what. Let's keep Barbara on for a few minutes, and then we're going to continue. But Patrick, Melissa, your life, and what do you do for the holiday? Do you hate? Are you a Grinch on the holiday?
Yes, I'm a Grinch. I work in retail. Of course, I'm a Grinch.
Oh God Almighty!
No, you work, and we can tell you where, but we don't have to. It's this record store, EM Records.
I don't know. It's not always that busy but during the holidays, but it can be.
What happens during the holidays? Because Barbara and I don't work anymore, except our brains.
People walk in and they're like, well, you know, I was told that I need to get this. And I'm like, well, they haven't. Something that happened today is like, I mean, I felt bad for the guy. It's like, yeah, I don't remember that album, you know, by Garth Brooks. And I look it up, and it's like, it's not
Garth
out
Brooks.
Yet.
I hate Garth Brooks. Go
oh,
ahead.
Hey. None of your hate. Stop being a Grinch over there.
Oh, Grinch, come on.
Yeah, stop with the Grinching.
But share a little bit with Barbara and you, because Barbara's way up on the hill, and you're way down here in the bottom of the Cebu basement here, and we love Cebu.
Something that retail is a horrible. It must be hell this time of year. One way or the other, I mean, either you're miserable because you're so busy, or if the store is empty, that's another kind of misery.
Well, if the store is empty, you still got stuff to do.
All I can say.
Oh well, the thing about, I mean, that's warehousing, and the problem is that they're.
You two keep talking a little. We're not talking about Amazon hell zone.
Warehouses now in the United States are like kind of they just run you ragged.
It's horrible.
You know, from what I've read, you know, I haven't worked at a warehouse, but.
Yeah.
No, I've talked to people who work. I call it Amazon, but you know they just work their people to death. But you know what? The point is, why is Christmas so blankety blank commercial? Yeah. I had a little Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering why don't we have like why couldn't there be like three different. It seems to me that the three major Abrahamic religions all have major holidays at the same time period.
Well, that's because
they're all the same.
Exactly because it's the darkest point of the year, and it get people cheered up and get something going on. You know,
I guess that makes sense. I was just thinking like
the solstice.
It might be better if one of them had something in January and one of them said something in February, so it's all spread out.
Barbara, don't you love Patrick's brain?
None
don't you love Patrick's surreal brain? I love it.
Yeah, I think we need to rearrange the actual like holidays of the religions around my social life.
Hey, can I read one more?
Oh, honey, read one more. I want one more, and then I'm going to...
Yeah. This poem is new, and so I'm happy with it. In fact, I might even go overboard and read two, but this is called Evolution, okay? And you heard it the other night.
Honey, I'm not worried about the other night.
I know. No, just telling you that you heard it. Okay, Evolution. In three parts, but I won't give the number.
Barbara LaMorticella, co-host.
Yes.
When they were young, my sisters tossed money around like grains of rice at a wedding. It was the marriage of America and her destiny. Forest, the color of money. Newness that smelled like cellophane wrappers or the front seat of a brand new car. Where are you now, Jack Kerouac? Your stories from our age of innocence and gasoline dreams. Homeless teenagers sit on curbs watching happy shoppers from another planet where the petrochemical shopping bags are always full while panicked birds fly over burning pillars of oil. The wealthy are connoisseurs of Native American artifacts, bark decorated with bird quills and beads, pine needle baskets, flint arrowheads. I am an American, native to a land of cellophane wrappers and green bills. My children, hustling for bucks to stay alive, are native to America, too. Whatever wealth my Native American grandchildren can hope for will be measured in fresh water, fir needles, birds, bees, fish, and thyme.
Well, Barbara, it's a full moon tonight. What's the moon in? You're an astrologer. What's the sign?
I'm going to have to look it up myself. Oh, well, wait a second.
Well, okay, but I want to respond to...
No, it's not a full moon tonight.
It's close enough.
Full moon Wednesday night.
That's not, yeah, that's a couple days off.
Yeah, and
a couple days off.
The moon is in Taurus. The moon is in Taurus. Can I read two more poems?
No, you can read one more and we have to go.
Okay.
The Grinch has spoken.
10:24. Grinch said.
I either can read the really. One is 1 minute and 11.
Now you're enjoying it now. You gave me crap this morning that I was going to cut you off. Read it, please, darling.
This is 2 minutes of poems. No, I'll just read the 42nd one and you can have your program back. Eyes. Do you see us when we are wrapped in blankets, pushing shopping carts, our only protection from nocturnal predators walking all night? Do you look when we are lying on the sidewalk, cardboard under our spines? Do you see us when we are sleeping in tents in front of City Hall? We can see you. Our sign is a forest of a million hands, in every upturned palm a flashing eye.
Barbara.
Yes.
Fabulous. And I'm, you just did wonderful, wonderful. And you told the truth of the American story of capitalist consumerist BS. Barbara. Happy holiday. Holy day.
Well, I'm taking my grandkids on an excursion. That's my...
That sounds like a great one.
Where the heck will you go? Keep it personal.
At the museum, at OMSI, there's an exhibit of... it's this man who was so inspired by the fabulous, incredible, amazing insect designs. In the world that he made them, he copied them, and that's his art, so it's a show on insects, but you know a lot of African art.
I want to give you some love here, and Patrick, would you give her some love?
Those poems were fabulous.
Love. all the time.
And you know what? Your grandkids, so your life is really revitalized and born again at the dark time of the year. And Barbara, that was a brilliant reading. And anytime Walt Curtis, the Talking Earth, and all of us will accommodate you because you are the Talking Earth. Yeah. Okay.
Next Monday night, Christopher Luna, Dan Raphael. Where's that harmonica? And Jim Grable. I'm gonna hang up.
And I know.
Bye,
Barbara.
Bye. We love you. Bye.
Bye, Barbara.
Okay. That was cool. See, you need real guests on this program. So now we're doing fine. I'm gonna hit the button here, and then we'll figure out how far we want to go here. Now let me draw this down. Oh, come on, Curtis. I don't like it. Go ahead. I'm gonna spin it ahead here.
Are we in need?
Patrick talked to me about something.
Are we in need of a segue?
No, we don't need a segue. We are the segue.
Okay. I was going to.
You talk about what you want to talk about.
I was going to talk about a poet who's passed on.
Oh,
recently,
you know,
John
you wanted
Dooley.
To do that. You want to talk about John Dooley? Yes.
A little bit, but actually, I just wanted to do was play something in his own words, and it's kind of a funny poem. Because that's a lot of his stuff was funny. And the thing is, when I first got to this town, I'd gone to open mics before. I'd been writing for a while. I'd gone to school for creative writing. Oh, you're
no, it's all
working.
Right. Stop. I'm just.
It's working.
Go ahead. I'm just moving ahead. Go ahead.
So I went to Cafe Lena because I had an open mic and I was taking care of my grandma. So I couldn't really go out too many nights, but, went out Tuesday night, and the first time I went there, the place was kind of crowded. They had 30 people reading. It was kind of awesome. You might even have been there. But I met John Dooley, and he sold me the first chapter of this novel he was working on, which was that's like the thing I mainly remember about that first time I went there, and it was kind of just so I've kind of still in shock a little bit that he's passed away.
Well, he was Irish, and he was very iconoclastic. See, we had a great poetry scene here where people were not kowtowing to anybody. The Beats started it, and we'll do the Beats. Maybe we'll put Alan in, but. You know, I want to read a couple of things, but don't worry about it. But tell me more about John Dooley.
Oh, well, what I was hoping to do was play one of his poems.
Do it right now. Do it.
Well, hopefully this works. Otherwise, we're doing it
next
month.
We'll see. We don't know what works here.
And it has music.
Bad Steve's. Another racial apocalypse. Same hatred since chronological zero. Surging, sewering, bigoted stains. Middle management corporate staves, nano-neos gathering, bitching about parking, vengeful droning wasps, endless waves of never-ending Steves, jacking their boots, rolling up sleeves. Another year longer, another fear monger. These jelly-brained chicken plucks would piss in their own mouths if it kept down. Never forget. We said we'd never forget, but we did forget. We forgot about the insistent, onrushing, perpetual Steves. Diabolistic, erupting tumors in the shape of men. Men without honor. Men without compassion. Men without dirt. Men without grace. Men with pilfered ideas, living on stolen land as if they conquered it personally. Swastika-bellied sneeches, falsely entitled albino bleached leeches. In their eyes' mind, opportunities abound for purging, enslavement, eugenic selections, deselected rejections, excising the unfortunately formed, artistically born or wrongly adorned, rationalized mortification of everyday souls, all lust without luster. blue blazers, red ties, Tinker Toy, Tiki Torch, Tendering Joy Boys, logoed, poloed, mustard-splattered khakis, concealing loaded laser tag Lugers, New Unbalanced, the official shoe. While our nation prophylactically grieves, oh, come the processions of sippy cup sub-Nazi steves. Never discount their crimson intentions. The new guard is fortified in ancient eras, and their dogs are lathering.
No. Patrick, do you have more of that? Do a little more of it.
I only have that, unfortunately. There was a CD that I bought, and I couldn't find it, unfortunately. So perhaps next month we will have a little more.
Well, you know, no.
That was one of his more recent
works. That is a great point of view for this show, The Grinch of Christmas.
Well, yeah, it's the Steves. The bad Steves.
But you know what? You know,
I'm laughing because I realize this is really stupid, but Melissa and I have like a couple like stuffed animals. We had a stuffed Tyrannosaurus Rex that we named Steve. So that's my image, is the bad Steves are like this 6 foot tall Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, but you don't have a bad John Dooley. It was a good John Dooley.
No, it was a good John Dooley.
We love John Dooley, and wherever you are, John.
But you got to watch out for the bad Steves.
John. Your voice got heard perfectly, and that's a very important counterculture, poetic voice deal there, and that's what the Talking Earth is about, voice. And you know what? That was beautiful. Barbara was beautiful. John Dooley was beautiful, and I think you should dig up more John Dooley.
I will. I'll have to.
You promise me you will do that.
I will do that. That's my project for
because
next month.
We're outsider poets. We're not academics. We're not. We don't get paid $20,000-$50,000 a year to be a mouthpiece for the corporate billionaire machine. And so, God, that was beautiful, Patrick. So we're on track here now. I don't want to lose track here. It's 10:33. But, you know, let's see if this stupid thing will work. And
oh, well.
Well, I will. We will spin live here, and we'll... Here. Well, we're talking about my friend. Go ahead.
Actually go to
pump it up just a little
bit. G-U-I-T-R-T. She has photos.
Luciano died and people died, and I'm going to rush it ahead here.
YouTube, and I don't want to talk about all that. What I want to talk about is...
A little louder, Patrick, is it?
Out of my head.
A little louder.
No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less.
John Dooley!
The manner of thy friends, or thine own. For any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, humankind. Therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee, you, and me. That was John Donne. It was the epigraph to Hemingway's great book, For Whom the Bell Tolls, about the Spanish Civil War. Okay, I hope that worked. Okay, I'm trying to make it work. I'm going to pause. As I said, I want this to be yin and yang. I'm going to play some Billie Holiday. Her voice is so haunting to me. And then Ray Burley, my friend, will call in at 10:15, And I'm going to do some Jack Kerouac, but let me see if I can pull up Billy. And this says it's a great record because all the side people on it. It's called Songs for Distant Gay Lovers, Billie Holiday. I'm going to skim it.
Out of town, where the people I knew, I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do? The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. Foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with such alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles had passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
That's a voice. That's a great voice, and this Songs for Famous Lovers, Distant Gay, Billie Holiday.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last
night. Oh, stop.
And I'm going to stop in a minute, but Billy Holiday's voice is so incredibly poetic and powerful.
It's quarter to.
No, we're not talking about Billy Holiday. We're still. Help me. Okay, no one's gonna like this.
Resurrect the Grinch.
No one's gonna like this. We're going back to the Grinch. So
imagine Billy Holiday singing the Grinch songs.
Oh, are there Grinch songs? Tell me about Grinch songs.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, go ahead, do it.
It was like a holiday special. It was like the based in the Dr. Seuss book.
Oh.
And it was all sung. And Boris Karloff, I think.
Boris Karloff? Gosh, is that monster gone? Or maybe he is. I'm fumbling here, but so Dr. Seuss, yeah, you know, they can sue you for over Dr. Seuss. You get to. Anyway, they're not going to sue me over this. They're going to have a problem with this one because, and where's my Mary Magdalene book here?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, now, I'm not picking on anyone's religion or anything at all, but I'm going to do my little pitch here. We have a few minutes. And I was a Jesus freak in Oregon City, Milltown, but I didn't really believe in the Christian religion because it made me feel guilty, and I had sexual identity issues, pretty obvious back then. I do not care. Anybody can be whatever they want to be. I don't care if they want 5 transsexual operations and if they want to morph into jellyfish and have sex. It's not my problem. Okay, here we go. Now, it's a very important poem to me because I could get wild here. I don't know if I want to. I don't want to ruin anybody's Christmas. We told you that it's a time to celebrate and be happy with your family, and we're going to hit oblabi oblada probably to get out of here. The death of Jesus. This is the saddest poem I've ever written. As I write it, tears well out of my eyes. Oh, I can't hardly write it down. Wail and woe. What are we going to do? Jesus died when he was crucified. And with him, the hope of the human race for afterlife. That isn't true. For fear we will hear them, these kind of words shouldn't be spoken aloud. And then won't we ever go to heaven? Jesus died the day he was crucified, and we will die the next day after. Oh, for pity's sake, don't say that, you meanie. You're a meanie. Mean person, a Grinch. You should have more self-respect. You should love your God more. You're the one who deserves to die for saying that. Not us. We believe we're going to go onward and upward and into an afterlife of little angel boys and girls. Okay. No, girls too. No, that's Islamic. That's Islamic. Let me try to do this.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I'll try to be serious. Damn it. Oh, see, when you get older, and Patrick, I want to respond to your health problems. I'm not going to get too weird here, but I'm going to get a little weird. But because it's a full moon, see, I believe in the goddess. And I believe in D.H. Lawrence. And that's what I really... Oh, I'm going to do that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that because if you look out the window... Darn it, I have to get myself under control here. I'm going to. If you look out the window at the full moon right now, see, biological and the natural world is the real world. And... D.H. Lawrence, who wrote Women in Love, and he actually, what else did he write? Come on. Lady Chatterley's Lover was...
Sons and Lovers.
Well, yeah, but Lady Chatterley's Lover, like James Joyce's Ulysses, was a...
That was the one that upset everyone.
Oh, that was a censor because he used a censorship, and they were trying to bust... I thought it was not his best book at all, but... Because he used the Anglo-Saxon F word, okay, F word, and it hadn't been done before, and it wasn't done in American life before 1960. Now we're not done. Where are we? We're at 10:48. We're doing great. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lawrence was a mystic and. Here, I have him here, right here. Come on, Lawrence. I'm becoming obsessed with D.H. Lawrence, dead at 44 from tuberculosis with Aldous Huxley holding his hands, poet, mystic, world traveler. The phoenix arises from its own ashes, fire. He actually is a great English language poet. Kenneth Rexroth says that. If I can find the book here, I've got too much stuff here. The Selected Poems, Viking, 1961. My stars, how time flies, 1961. Rexroth's intro is superb, world class. The Selected Poems. I think I will read one of those, and then I want to do his Moon Madness thing, and I'm going to. We don't have to do any music. We could. Should we take a... We got 1 minute for a pause. What is Lottie Lenya on there, on the left one?
Lottie Lenya?
Yeah, let's go there. It's shopping.
Oh, okay. I didn't
shopping
realize that.
For the boys, shopping for the...
Here we go.
Is that... Bloody
well, on? Here we don't go.
Oh, yeah. We have to turn it on. And it's all right. I want you to know Mary Magdalene, Lynn Picknett, and I'm going to finish with the Lawrence thing here. So. The next whiskey bar. Here we go.
Oh, don't
Alabama
ask
song. Next
oh,
whiskey
don't
bar.
Why. For we must find the next whiskey bar. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Oh, moon, la, la, la.
die. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next pretty boy. For if we don't find the next pretty boy,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Cut it off. Cut it off. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, show us the way.
No way.
The next little dollar.
Dollar.
Oh,
here.
Don't
dollar.
Ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next
the
little
next dollar.
For if we don't find the next little dollar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Cut it, please, my dear Patrick Bocard. What do you think about that? It's sort of
it goes from being about alcoholism to capitalism.
Well, it's Bertolt Brecht though, and Kurt Weill, and Lottie Lenya. I don't think she was a sympathizer with the Third Reich, but
well, no, I don't think, and none of them were.
Well, they got trapped, you know, like sort of we're trapped in our own culture.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
We're trapped in the rump Trump culture, aren't we? Yeah. Are
yeah.
we? Are you trapped?
Excuse me. Hope not, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's.
Waiting for the Avengers to go back in time and fix everything.
Oh, the Avengers.
Oh, wait, that's capitalist.
Gonna,
never
gonna,
mind.
Oh, we're going to do the.
Capitalism is waiting for superheroes to fix everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, I love Lawrence, and then we're going, we're going to do, look at the full moon. Everybody go out there and look. There's a rabbit in the moon. Look at these titles, though. Kenneth Rexroth to San Francisco. How beastly the bourgeois is. No, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying. Oh, how beastly the bourgeois is, especially the male of the species. I'm going to try a little bit of this, and then we'll turn on a little bit of that. But I think I want to read about the moon. To be superior, how nice it is to be superior, because really it's no use pretending one is superior, isn't one. We've got 4 minutes to go. I mean, people really like you and me, I agree. The trouble is everybody is just as superior as we are. That's what's so boring. You're so boring, D.H. Lawrence. At the bottom, you must know. We are really superior, don't you think? Really, they know we're their superiors. I couldn't say. Lawrence is talking. I've never got to the bottom of superiority. I should like to. Then he has a poem called The Swan, but I want to say this for everyone who has listened. You call into KBOO.FM and donate. And we'll go out with Mellow Yellow. We'll go out with Donovan here. But here, I want to do this. We are transmitters. As we live, we are transmitters of life. And when we fail to transmit life, life fails to flow through us. That's part of the mystery of sex. It's a flow onwards. Sexless digital people transmit nothing. And if, as we were, we can transmit life into our work, life, more life, rushes into us to compensate, to be ready. We ripple with life through the days. Even if a woman is making an apple dumpling or a man a stool, I thought he meant a stool, I'm sorry. If life goes into the pudding, good the pudding, good the stool, content is the woman with fresh life rippling into her. Content is the man, give, and it shall be given unto you, is still the only truth about life. But giving life's not easy. It doesn't mean handing out to some stupid, mean fool or letting the living dead eat you up. It means kindling the life quality, the spirit where it was not, even if it's only in the whiteness of a washed out handkerchief that your mother did. And turn on Mellow Yellow, and we'll, if he's ready, he's ready. Yeah, turn on Mellow Yellow. So thank you, Patrick. Happy holidays.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Flatterance, love airways, get you there on time. Flatterance, love airways, get you there on time. It will bring you all.